Paul, coming off the game last night, six in a row, and I know we talked about it post-game last night, but can you just kind of take us inside the room and from your staff standpoint, what the feeling is like as you get ready for this last one here tomorrow night against Nashville?
We worked hard at defining that mentality of handling what you're dealing with every day over the whole course of the year, whether you come off a tough one or you'd felt like you'd played well and in our last six. But beyond that, going back basically into March, handle the day that you're in, we've done a pretty good job of that. And so today we had we got in a little later than we thought we would. So we have some on the ice, some rehab, everybody doing some off ice.
Kyle Connor get an opportunity tomorrow?
Kyle goes in tomorrow, yeah.
What do you think of Jack Roslovic's first game now that you've had a little bit of time to look back at it?
Well, I liked it an awful lot. Center ice, that is, I think, still the most difficult position, maybe even more so than goaltending, because you're a defenseman in one end and an offensive player in the other. So watch really hard on how he positioned his body about around the puck, change of possessions in our end of the ice. And such a huge improvement in his first year pro. He did a really, really good job of that. Found the ice through the neutral zone, good speed. Had a couple of different passes, options a number of times, picked the right one. He was better, to be honest with you, than I thought he was going to be in his first game. And I was really pleased to, you know, his thought process was good.
Paul, what's the plan for Roslovic and Comrie tomorrow? And
they both return today.
Okay. And Myers, is he shut down for the season?
So there's still a world championship possibility. They would clearly be interested in him. And he, you know, he's pushing. He's not playing tomorrow. But he's making some really good progress now, and he's had his surgery and he's, so that'll be up to him whether he keeps going. But he's not playing for us.
He's had a call from them.
I believe there's interest there. What the communications are, I'm not sure.
Can you say who you'll play Connor with, or who?
No, because I haven't told the guy who's coming out. We never do the day before, because the number of times you've done that, somebody's got the flu, and if you yanked a guy, no.
Have you simplified things at all of late during this streak that you can put a finger on that's also helped, or no?
The idea was, yes, right? But I can't sell that to you after watching last night's game. In the block of games, we've got a set of it's difficult to get that emotion up to play in these games at the same time. We finished the season with five playoff teams that are now mentally moved on to the playoffs. So I don't put any more stock into our team game at this time of the year than almost exhibition, right? But individuals, though, it is important, because we've had over half our team kind of at that Shifley age and younger, and there will be more competition every year now going forward. So how those young players play, They are. They're making a case for the holes that we have on our team that will attempt to be addressed this summer. And also they're making a case that there's a guy that can do that job. We don't have to find a replacement for that. So individually very important for the young players.
Surprised to hear you equate it to almost exhibition. I thought maybe it was more than that. But
I'm talking about in my evaluation.
That team game. Yeah.
No, in my evaluation.
Okay.
So I'm not looking at this and say, hey, we won six in a row. We're right there. We're starting the season next year 6-0.
Right.
In terms of what I take out of it. We go through the video. We run our normal day. We do our normal things. But the 2 points in the standings now aren't very valuable.
Yeah. So there's nothing you've learned in this stretch that you can apply to next season as a team?
Yeah, so we've made two or three changes over March. Some of it is guys that came back into our lineup and changed the way we look. Some of it is different opportunity, but there are two or three things that we've changed that have benefited us quite well. Our discipline's been, with our sticks especially, we haven't taken a pure slashing penalty in about 9 games. We had the one Lowry on the goaltender, and other than that, we've been much better with those sticks. Our penalty kill has markedly improved in some of the stats. So we've given up five on four goals since the Nashville game. And So there's been real improvement. I think we've had about seven clean games in there where we haven't given up a goal. So there have been some changes. Some of it's personnel.
Patrick just told us that he's undecided about playing at the Worlds, and that we got the distinct impression that he's tired. Are you surprised by that?
No. No, I wouldn't be surprised by it. I think he's played enough hockey for two men over the last year and a half. And he's found that you're not getting to the end of an NHL season healthy. Everybody's got something now, and he's got some things that he's dealing with. So the World Championships is a really individual decision by the player. From my point of view, I'm not going to have any interest in turning on the TV to find Patrick playing in the World Championships. He does what he wants, but he doesn't need to go there for me.
But Paul, how grueling has this season been for Patrick, basically on and off the ice? He's had a lot of demands off the ice, for sure.
It's very difficult to quantify what a player goes through. I will tell you that 18 years old, change in leagues entirely, and then change cultures and change countries. The travel is different. Our travel is different than any other year that we've ever had. So I think he may surprise himself with how good he feels next year when he doesn't have to go through the start that he had to go through with all of the pressure that the emotional cost of being 18, being the second pick, everybody's eyes on him, all the cameras wanting to talk to him. Those are less next year. Even if it's the same, even if the volume is even greater, you've handled it once, it's easier to process. It's a big cost for those young guys. And then the every-nightedness of this league, right? You don't get 4 days off and play on the weekends. It's a grinder. And the pressure's every night. That's a big challenge. He's handled it very, very, very well.